Have you ever felt trapped in systems that consistently produce results nobody wants? Perhaps it's a toxic workplace culture, a failing healthcare system, or personal patterns keeping you stuck. What if the key to transformation isn't what we do or how we do it, but the inner place from which we operate? This is the revolutionary insight at the heart of Theory U. While we're excellent at examining what leaders do and how they do it, we rarely investigate the source from which they operate, their blind spot. This invisible dimension shapes everything, yet remains largely unexamined. As former Hanover Insurance CEO Bill O'Brien noted, the success of an intervention depends on the interior condition of the intervener. Think about an artist facing a blank canvas. What determines what emerges isn't just technique or materials, but the inner place from which creativity flows. Similarly, leaders create from an inner source that remains hidden, yet determines outcomes more powerfully than visible actions. By becoming aware of our inner places of operation in real time, we can begin to act differently and change the system. The strategic leverage point for transforming any social field lies at this interface between visible and invisible dimensions. It's the only part of our consciousness we can fully control. Takeaway: your greatest leverage for change isn't your actions, but the inner place from which those actions originate. Social systems operate through four fundamental fields of attention. In field one, downloading, we rely on habitual patterns and past solutions. Organizations become autistic here, only processing information that fits existing frameworks, like companies ignoring critical product flaws due to fear. Field two, seeing, emerges when we suspend judgment and observe reality with fresh eyes. Like Darwin noting contradictory observations, we move beyond familiar patterns. Organizations become adaptive, incorporating new perspectives while maintaining distinct positions. In field three, sensing, perception shifts to the whole field. The observer-observed boundary dissolves as participants recognize themselves as part of the system, exemplified by healthcare dialogues where participants realized they were the system they sought to change. In field four, presencing connects us to the highest future possibility in the present moment. Time slows, space opens, and participants operate in unity. Organizations become generative, vehicles for emerging futures. Takeaway: the quality of results produced by any system depends on the quality of awareness from which people in the system operate. The U process guides transformation through six movements. Three, down the U, suspending judgment, redirecting attention to source fields, and letting go of old identities. And three, up, letting come, enacting through prototypes, and embodying new practices. The bottom of the U often feels like a death of the familiar self. When Stephen faced 260 hostile employees during a reorganization, his vulnerability, "I'm going to die," paradoxically revealed deeper strength, transforming the room's energy. Like a violinist learning to play not just the instrument, but the macro violin of the entire cathedral, this process expands our field of awareness and operation. Takeaway: transformation requires not just new actions, but a fundamental shift in how we perceive, sense, and bring forth reality. The U journey involves crossing three thresholds: opening the mind by suspending judgment, opening the heart through direct experience, and opening the will by releasing old identities to access deeper wisdom. Three inner voices create resistance. The voice of judgment blocks an open mind, the voice of cynicism prevents an open heart, and the voice of fear inhibits an open will. These voices maintain the status quo through our internal dialogue. Confronting these voices, especially fear of the unknown, is essential to leadership. Your greatest asset isn't your lowercase self shaped by past experiences, but your capital self representing your highest future potential. Takeaway: True leadership is the courage to face and move beyond the voices of judgment, cynicism, and fear that keep us trapped in old patterns. While traditional learning draws from the past, presencing accesses knowledge from the emerging future. This approach requires sensitivity to emerging possibilities, particularly crucial for complex challenges like climate change, where historical solutions fall short. Eleanor Roche distinguishes analytical knowledge from primary knowing. While analytical thinking sees separate objects, primary knowing operates through interconnected wholes and direct presentation. This knowing is open-ended, values inherent worth, and drives spontaneous, compassionate action. Sculptor Eric Lemke describes moments when it is no longer me alone who is creating. He feels connected to something deeper as his hands co-create with a greater power. Leaders and innovators across fields report similar experiences. Presencing involves three movements: sensing, becoming one with the world; presencing, accessing one's highest future potential; and realizing, acting from that awareness. This enables teams to move from reactive problem solving to generative collaboration. Takeaway: the most powerful innovation comes not from analyzing the past, but from connecting to the future that wants to emerge through us. Modern leadership transcends traditional management by mobilizing collective action across multiple dimensions. Management thinking has evolved from what, outcomes, to how, processes, and ultimately to where, the source from which both individuals and systems operate. While traditional management emphasizes control, modern leadership creates conditions for extraordinary outcomes to emerge organically. Like artists with blank canvases, leaders help teams access deeper sources of creativity by creating space and asking powerful questions rather than providing answers. Healthcare exemplifies this challenge. Dr. Raphael Levy notes that behavioral diseases from smoking, drinking, overeating, and stress consume most resources. Though Dr. Dean Ornish's holistic approach reverses heart disease without surgery, the system favors expensive interventions over addressing root causes, attempting to solve profound problems with technical fixes. Takeaway: the art of leadership is creating spaces where people can access their collective wisdom and creativity to address challenges at their root. The revolutionary force of our time lies in transcending habitual patterns to access deeper knowing. We must choose between limiting fundamentalism and an awakening where people connect with deeper meaning through presence. At critical turning points, small groups can shape the future. The Renaissance needed only 200 committed people, while the Bauhaus movement had 12 core members. Today, 50 to 100 dedicated individuals could catalyze global transformation. We each contain two selves, our current self shaped by the past, and our authentic self emerging from the future. Presencing connects these selves, unlocking fundamental freedom and creativity. The U process functions as a social breathing cycle, inhaling through field immersion, exhaling by manifesting the future. At its depth lies the eye of the needle, where self meets our highest future possibility. As Martin Buber observed, true freedom comes from serving a higher calling rather than arbitrary self-will. This requires venturing into unknown territory and listening deeply to existence's flow. Takeaway: our greatest hope lies in our collective capacity to access deeper awareness and manifest the emerging future.